This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, friends, we only have four segments, so we have much to cover. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check out 13 to 15 articles over there, friends, as well as go to the right side of the page, join us on YouTube, and join us on live chat. You can also do the same thing over on BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page there. Click us on and join us live on live chat. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Exodus 18:21, Exodus 18:25, and the list goes on. Now, with that said, friends, I also want to point you over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you the fruit in the basket. It shows you who we are and what it is that we have done, not what we're talking about doing, but what we have done. Too many times in the modern-day church, you hear about those that bring up Habakkuk 2:2 and say, write the vision, make it plain, though it tarries, will surely come to pass. Yes, that's true. It is definitely true. There's no question about it. But folks, like Joshua and Caleb, they brought the good fruit back to show the people that it can be done, and that's exactly what we've been doing for 23 years in this ministry here at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just got picked up at another engagement in Michigan. I'll be speaking at the Capitol again, and with that said, it will be a Second Amendment issue that we'll be covering during that time there. So if you want to book us, now's the time. So now we're in October, November, and December. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about today is quit supporting them. Quit supporting businesses that are acting as mask police. Because, friends, what we need to come to terms with is the fact that they are guilty as the tyrants that they are subjected to. They're doing the biddings of the tyrant through extortive measures. Friends, okay? We're going to be covering that. So now, before you get an opinion as to, Bradley, are you going after small businesses? No. I'm just trying to figure out why 55% of the businesses across the country shut down in the first place, because their governors, friends, never had the constitutional authority nor delegated authority to implement that which is illegal in the first place concerning shutting down their businesses. Give me a break. Just watched some video this morning, friends, of these, they call themselves the elite, the world leaders. Folks, this is all pre-planned garbage, and I've showed you and have shown you a million times over, practically. A little far-fetched, but the point is, you get it, friends. I keep reiterating the same points to combat the same lines, and the lies that are being promulgated throughout the CIA-controlled media on a 24/7 basis, and that's exactly what we're supposed to do. We're to stay that one point, friends. And what is that one point right now? Well, they're trying to push it to vaccinations. As a matter of fact, we'll be covering just a little bit of that right now, because on sonsoflibertymedia.com, line upon line, precept upon precept, employers are now talking about mandating vaccinations. You heard me right. Okay, so you need to keep in context as to what I'm bringing about when I'm saying business is acting as mask police. If they're willing to subject to the tyranny, just keep in mind, friends, what they're willing to do to you. And instead of warring against tyranny or tyrants, what are they doing? They're warring against their clientele, their customers. They've got it all backwards. You know, it's not enough, friends. I got to tell you this, to know that we are out there, and we've been out there for 23 years being spent because we believe that we can do this. And I'll tell you, when we sit back and we watch some of these businesses just go with the flow and do the biddings of corruption, folks, those are the people, they're just as bad as those that they complain about. Now, keep in mind, on a positive note as well, there's other people in businesses that are fighting the good fight. Those are the ones that we're standing with, okay? Just for the records, they're the ones fighting off the tyrants so they don't have to war with their clientele. Again, I'm going to be covering that in just a little bit here. I got some audio for you. I also wanted to get to something concerning Donald Trump's sister. Did you guys all hear about this? Trump's sister says he has no principles, and she said you can't trust him. And obviously we have the audio here, but I can't play the audio because this woman has a filthy, rotten mouth, just like Donald Trump does. And I can't even say it. But I guess I could start this off, or I could hit the other point that I want to make concerning this video that just came out. And it is pure, folks. It is pure propaganda. Whatever the propagandists are saying, you can rest assured you can look the other direction, because that's exactly what the truth of the matter is. And we've all heard about the ex-Navy SEAL, Robert O'Neill, right? Banned from Delta Airlines. Well, let's do that. Let's play this audio from Inside Edition just to show you how these useful idiots operate. Listen to this carefully, friends. Go ahead.
The battle against COVID-19 is far from over in this country. 174,000 people have died, but the trend for new cases is starting to slow. Experts say that's thanks to social distancing and masks. So when this
ex-Navy Stop for a second. Okay, so what is she saying? Experts say because people are social distancing, because people are wearing masks, because they're subjecting themselves to the experts that don't even know what it is that they're saying, when in fact they know the false narrative that they are pushing. Don't doubt that for a moment. But again, I'm showing you the propagandists through Inside Edition and how they are warring against the people in favor of those that they're working for. And I want you to keep in mind that this is running in direct contrast, friends, to our U.S. Constitution. Go ahead, pull that back just a little bit, Judah, and replay that for the people, would you please?
But the trend for new cases is starting to slow. Experts say that's thanks to social distancing and masks. So when this ex-Navy SEAL, who's credited with killing Osama bin Laden, bragged about not wearing a mask on a plane, many people were furious.
Okay, you can just go ahead and pause it right there. Many people were furious. I've yet to meet one person that's happy about wearing a mask. Even if they are a bunch of hypocrites. What are the useful idiots in the mainstream media saying? Oh, people are just furious that he didn't wear his mask on Delta Airlines. Really? Do you see how this works, friends? I'm going to come back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, it's interesting, folks. I just realized as I'm watching this useful idiot named Deborah Norville from Inside Edition, this useful idiot, she doesn't have a mask on, man. I'm telling you what, do as I say, but don't do as I do. I'm going to replay this propaganda. This is pure propaganda. This lines itself up perfectly to Isaiah 5:20, friends, putting darkness for light, light for darkness, so on and so forth, because these people are upside down. What's taking place in this country is as plain as the nose on their face, and they refuse to see it for what it is. They call this journalism, friends, when in fact that's all she's doing is reading off a teleprompter. But then again, that's what useful idiots do. This is ex-Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill, banned from Delta Airlines. Now, the question I want to lay to your candor is this. Is she speaking for you concerning the outrage? Listen to this.
The battle against COVID-19 is far from over in this country. 174,000 people have died, but the trend for new cases is starting to slow. Experts say that's thanks to social distancing and masks. So when this ex-Navy SEAL, who's credited with killing Osama bin Laden, bragged about not wearing a mask on a plane, many people were furious. Jim Murray reports.
Wonder who those people
are. The hero who killed Osama bin Laden is speaking out about being banned from Delta Airlines for not wearing a mask. Former SEAL Team 6 legend Robert O'Neill posted this selfie aboard a Delta flight with the message, "I am not a blank." Delta banned him, but O'Neill remains defiant today, posting, "Thank God it wasn't Delta flying us in when we killed bin Laden. We weren't wearing masks." Not many of the 460,000 bikers who attended the huge motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, were wearing masks either. And health officials say cases directly linked to the rally are now coming to light.
Hang on a second, friends. Do you see what they're doing, friends? Where the people gather in opposition to tyranny, what do? They try to belittle the people. So what do? They go to Sturgis, South Dakota, folks, where there was hundreds of thousands of bikers rallying together because they know what's going on, and there is a reason they're going to South Dakota, because the governor there all the well knows what's taking place across the United States as well concerning nine other states that are saying, no, we see you for who you are and what it is that you mean to do, federal government, and we're not going to play and pretend with you. But again, here you have the useful idiots folks in the mainstream media trying to belittle the people, which is easily the majority of the people, but again, they try to belittle you into submission to the tyrants. Go ahead, Judah.
Far. Health officials are advising anyone who attended bars in Sturgis to self-quarantine.
Oh, I bet they will right away.
In Los Angeles, on orders of the mayor, power has been cut off to the mansion where a wild party was held for TikTok stars. That meant no air conditioner in the middle of an intense heat wave. Now the dude behind the event
you
is
see
speaking
the government's
out,
doing, friends?
And he's not one bit sorry.
At the end of the day, people are going to choose freedom, and that's where we're at. How long is this lockdown going to last? Are we going to roll over and you know, play dead? What's the point of being alive? That's where everybody's at.
Those out-of-control fires sweeping Northern California are also impacting the coronavirus, says KXTV meteorologist.
Everything is the coronavirus,
friends. Yesterday, we had unhealthy air quality. We had hazardous air quality. And we have had some of the most unhealthy air quality in the world.
She doesn't have a mask on, neither, by the way.
Over the years,
neither
California has had
reporter,
more than its
this
fair share
idiot.
Of
no
disasters.
Mask.
But this month seems like Armageddon. There's a surge in COVID-19 cases, wildfires burning out of control in the Napa Valley, a heat wave with triple-digit temperatures in Southern California, and rolling power outages because utilities can't keep up with demand.
Wow.
There was even an earthquake.
There was
a single nightmare.
Okay, so just so you can understand what's going on right now, the backdrop, go ahead, shut that off, wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance, stay safe with the fire going on, raging behind the pitcher. Folks, it's all military propaganda. This is PSYOP taking place here, friends. Okay? They're manipulating the American people. Now, for all those people that say they don't believe the media, it's absolutely amazing. You can rest assured, friends, without a question or a shadow of a doubt, that this is the kind of garbage that they're listening to, that they would dare wear a mask. But what's the voice of the people? Nope, we're getting together. We're having parties in South Dakota. You got hundreds of thousands of bikers getting together. But what is the media trying to do? They're trying to belittle them again, friends. And this is exactly how the media operates. They use that Saul Alinsky tactic to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them when in fact there isn't. Now, the problem that we're having in this country is the American people, for the most part, have allowed the corrupt to control the media's narrative. And that's what needs to be dealt with, friends, and that which needs to be regained and reclaimed by the American people to set the record straight. And this is exactly why the big tech companies are trying to shut down the voice of people such as myself who are exposing them for who they are and what it is that they mean to promulgate. Okay? So, again, I just wanted to show you that, friends. I heard this yesterday and I just thought, this is pure propaganda, exactly 180 degrees, diametrically opposed to what the truth is, and that's exactly what they're pushing on the American people. Now, I want to get over to this next point as well. You guys have heard, okay, the recordings. Maybe you haven't, but I'm not going to play them because Donald Trump's sister has a rotten mouth, just like Donald does. If you haven't seen some of the videos of Donald talking right before he became the president, folks, even when I was in the world, the rock and roll world, I didn't talk like that filthy individual did. But what's interesting here is it made waves yesterday, okay, August 23rd. 5:45 p.m. It was released on the American people. President Donald Trump's older sister, a former federal judge, is heard sharply criticizing her brother in a series of recordings, at one point saying of the president, he has no principles. Now, why would she say that of her brother, the president? Marianne Trump Berry was secretly recorded by her niece. You can listen to the audio online if you'd like to. Mary Trump, who recently released a book denouncing the president, denouncing her brother, said, "Too much and never enough. How my family created the world's most dangerous man." This is coming from Donald Trump's sister. Mary Trump said Saturday she made the recordings in 2018 and 2019. In one recording, Barry, 83, said that she had heard a 2018 interview with her brother on Fox News in which she suggested that he would put her on the border to oversee case of immigrant children separated from their parents. His base, I mean, she said. His base, I mean, my God, if you are a religious person, you want to help the people. She said this, not do this, not support her brother, Donald Trump. Is this crazy? At another point, she said, his GD tweet and line, she said, oh my God. She adds, I'm talking too freely, but you know, the change of stories coming from Donald, the lack of preparation coming from Donald, the line coming from Donald, speaking of her brother, she said, holy S, is what she said, friends. Barry can also be heard saying that she guesses that her brother has never read her opinion on immigration cases. What has he read, Mary Trump asks her aunt. Barry responds, no, he doesn't read. The recordings were first reported by the Washington Post. The Associated Press then obtained the recordings. Now, I want to make clear, people, that I'm reading off what I've heard, okay? I'm not reading it to create division. I'm not reading it to stir up domestic insurrection. I'm not here to try to just cause problems. No, friends. His sister told us, my gosh, basically what she's saying is if you're going to call yourself a Christian, you don't support a guy like this. That's exactly right. And isn't it amazing, friends? Last week we spent how much time exposing Donald Trump for who he is, and I have since the inception of his criminal administration, friends, as to how he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. Now here comes his sister reaffirming what I always knew by the Holy Ghost. By his own sister. Folks, she named her book Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. This is what Donald Trump's... What do you think her bias is, friends? To those that support the president, what do you think it is? I mean, she sounds like she's just as rotten as an apple as he is, but the fact of the matter is she at least knows how to tell a little truth. And I'm making reference to Ephesians 4:29 and James 1:26. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, friends, what's her bias? What's her purpose? Her purpose is obviously to tell the American people what Donald Trump supporters don't want to hear, what Donald Trump worshipers don't want to hear. The truth. It's the truth that makes men free. And I can tell you since the beginning of this administration, friends, it's not truth that's making you free. It's not that rule of law that he omits, friends, or ignores, folks. No. The rule of law ensures that we have liberty here, friends, and it's just the exact opposite as to what we're getting. We're being enslaved on a 24/7 basis, day after day. But again, check it out, friends. Listen to the recordings of Donald Trump's sister saying that he has no principles, the author of a book, My Family and How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. If you're not going to listen to anybody else, you're not going to listen to the Word of God. Hey, folks, give his sister a listen once. You might change your mind. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was officially nominated as president for the second term on Monday during the GOP convention. The president with a surprise visit to Charlotte.
I felt an obligation to be here. You have a governor who's in a total shutdown mood. I guarantee on November 4th, it'll all open up. It'll be fine, like most other states. On November 4th, you know, these Democrat governors, they love shutdown until after the election's over because they want to make our numbers look as bad as possible for the economy. But our numbers are looking so good.
Jacob Blake, the Kenosha, Wisconsin man who was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest, is resting in a Milwaukee hospital in intensive care. The shooting by police officers led to riots in Kenosha with buildings being burned down and stores looted. You're listening to USA Radio News. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves says residents should be prepared for two tropical storms making landfall this week. Reeves says storms Marco and Laura are unpredictable, but the state has a better understanding of when they will make landfall.
Marco to hit landfall sometime overnight, probably in the middle of tonight, and then the other storm, Laura, is not likely to hit until maybe Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning.
Stalled negotiations on a fresh package providing relief from COVID-19-fueled problems are the other side's fault. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, a point man for Republicans, is criticizing Democrats for rushing back to Washington to pass a bill that would give $25 billion to the Postal Service while not dealing with enhanced unemployment payments or the PPP. Meanwhile, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is blaming Republicans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take a quick phone call from the state of Minnesota. I believe it's my friend Steve calling. How are you, Steve? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Doing great, Bradley. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just thinking about you the other day. I haven't heard much from you, so we wanted to check in. Obviously, you checked in, but we were going to check in with you sooner or later, but good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I kind of got two things. I thought I might cover COVID first because I just find the whole thing just fascinating because I kind of consider COVID turning into more of a mental health thing now than an actual virus thing. And I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I was telling him how I take the supplement quercetin because it's a natural version of the hydroxychloroquine. And he says, well, didn't they debunk that? And I said, well... I said, here's the thing. I said, you know, CPR doesn't work very well once rigor mortis sets in. And hydroxychloroquine isn't something you want to use after everything's set in. You want to catch it early. And, you know, they set out to make it fail. I mean, you know, like I said, if I do CPR hours after you're dead, I'm not going to bring you back alive. It's for right when your heart stops, you start making your heart try to beat, but you better get on it right away. And many things, strep throat, all kinds of infections, they always say get on it right away. And they, in the COVID thing, it's like they don't want a cure.
No, that's right. I was just going to say that, Steve. It's interesting. You can always identify conspiracy when you see issues like this because they don't want a cure. They want you to take the cure that they have to offer. They don't ever bring common sense into the equation. And what you're dealing with is irrationality. You have a conspiracy on your hands, America, and not just in this country, but on a global basis as well.
Yeah, when I start telling people that are kind of the true believers and they want to be afraid, and you start saying, well, look at all these things. And I said, you know, I went to the Mayo Clinic because they cured me of my lung problems, and the VA left me suffer for a couple of years. And I said, obviously, there's doctors that can get a job done, and there's doctors that can't get a job done. And I said, how come in the COVID thing, we're always asking the doctors that can't get the job done? Why don't we go ask the guys that are successful and are accomplishing something?
No, we're supposed to ask Bill Gates, who's not a doctor. We're supposed to ask Anthony Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient in 20 years, and if anybody, an active doctor today, basically rams up against their narrative, then all of a sudden the media is right there to try to demonize and polarize and belittle these doctors as if to suggest that they're not qualified because they're not going along with the narrative. Simple to see for me, my brother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, if you're successful, they're mad. I mean, how many jobs have you ever been involved in? If you get the job done, the boss seems upset. You know, and that's kind of what I was going on to in the next with Trump, is that he never seems to have a problem with people betraying him. I mean, if I had that many people betraying me, I'd fire them all. I mean, how can you...
Not just fire him, Steve, but prosecute him. I mean, the guy goes, the guy talks about, remember back in the Iran crisis that they had, was it 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago now? I can't even remember it rightly, but I do remember the information that was given unto us. And he calls out Barack Hussein Obama. He calls him out for treason, Article 3, Section 3. He calls him out for taking money from America and funding our sworn enemies. And then the very next day, instead of prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama for treason, he puts sanctions on Iran. The American people haven't figured out this is pro wrestling at its very worst yet, and somehow,
especially with his sister, didn't she get to be a federal judge because of him?
It's just ridiculous. It's so ridiculous what people put up with.
And if you remember right, Kavanaugh was not on the list that he promised to pick from.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember correctly, Kavanaugh was. Was it his daughter told him to pick that? So, I mean, his sister, I don't know, backstabbing him and biting the hand that feeds you, it always makes you wonder, well, why is she doing it and why does he allow it?
That's right. That's exactly right. Because he is not who he appears to be. He's supposed to faithfully execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. He has not done that. He's not prosecuted one person, but he has granted clemency to political prisoners over and over and over again. I want to add a thought to what you had said as well, Steve. Isn't it interesting to anybody that Kavanaugh was actually driven into office through scandal? It's the same thing. That's the best way to control the opposition, is to lead it ourselves. The American people think that Kavanaugh was actually the victim, when in fact he was the perpetrator of the crime. But what did they do? They played him out to be the victim of false accusations, and then they drove him into office. It's exactly what they're doing with the up-and-coming elections this up-and-coming year, because what they're doing is they're using a Joe Biden and a Kamala Harris, which we both know have committed the act of treason, and Kamala Harris is a known criminal. Nobody in their right mind is going to vote for those two, but what are they doing? They're driving support to Donald Trump's base, and people still haven't figured this game out, Steve. Steve, I totally appreciate your phone call. For the sake of time, I need to get over to my topic. And again, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. Also wanted to let you know, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to Before It's News. Before It's News, we're right on the front page there. Join us on live chat. 1-866-582-9933. This is what I want to get to. We heard at the beginning of the show today, the first and second segments, that this Navy SEAL, this Navy SEAL hero, was defying Delta for not wearing a mask. Now, he probably knows what the law says, because there still is no law that states that you have to wear a mask. Okay, which goes to our topic. Quit supporting businesses acting as mask police, because they're just as guilty as the tyrants that they're subjected to. Let me say it again. There is no constitutional provision or law that mandates wearing a mask. Folks, if you're caught without a mask and the police come, what law are they going to enforce? I'm just curious. Somebody's got to answer me. What law is it that they're going to enforce? Well, what they're going to do is they're going to create one to enforce. But if you know the difference between right and wrong and making reference to law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and the U.S. Constitution, there's nothing there that's delegated from we the people for them to implement. Nothing. Nada. Not a word. But yet people act like it's law. Hey, folks, it can look like law, can have the color of law, can have the smell of law, but it's not law. It can look like a duck, it can walk like a duck, it can quack like a duck, but it's not law. Period. Now, I have to say that at first when I saw what was taking place with the businesses that were being shut down because of the state's unconstitutional mandates, I sincerely felt for them. I really did. Now, however, after watching how some of these businesses have dealt with their customers and clients, I've got to tell you, I've lost all compassion on their behalf. Let me explain. Just last month, while going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we wanted to test the airlines as to how it was going to go. And so we did. We flew Delta, just like the Navy SEAL did. On the way out there, everything went fine. No masks, no harassments, just doing what we've always done for 23 years of ministry. Luke 19:10. Read it when you get a moment. But now on the way back, it was a different story. When we got onto the plane, there were about 10 people all spread apart for their psychological warfare on the people to take effect, of course. You know, this social distancing lie. And aside from this, the hospitality was a thing of the past if you were not pretending with them when it comes to the perpetual fraud being committed on a global scale by corruption in government. Okay? But after I read the U.S. Constitution, I was on the plane reading the U.S. Constitution, I attempted to take a nap only to have the little social justice stewardess come up to me and ask if I wanted a mask. She was nice, cordial. And I told her that I didn't need one, that I had a lawful exemption. What's my lawful exemption, Bradley? The U.S. Constitution, okay? There's HIPAA laws, there's OSHA laws, okay? No business has a right to tell me to put a mask on before I walk in their store. Zero, not a one, zilch. I told her I didn't want one. And again, I had a lawful exemption. She persisted to the point where I told her that she was harassing me. Folks, she did it three times. She did it three times. Instead of serving the people as customers on Delta, she made war with one that wasn't complying with their unconstitutional orders. See who's the lawbreaker, friends? See who's enforcing tyranny, adding strength to tyranny, and who's standing against tyranny? Read 1 Kings 18 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, when I told her that you're harassing me, I said it three times. And by the way, I got to tell you this, the more I'm harassed by these people trying to force me to do something that I know is illegal, this makes me all the more resolved to stand against them and what it is that they're doing. Okay? Read Proverbs 28, verse 1. Now, of course, like any other little totalitarianist, she replied with, after I told her that she was harassing me, you know what she said? She played the victim instantly. She said, you will not use that tone on my plane. Hey, folks, there was no tone. I'm a preacher. If she thought there was tone, then so be it. But I told her to quit harassing me. Okay? And she was harassing me without a shadow of a doubt. She said, you will not use that tone on my plane. See what she was doing? Accusing others of what she was guilty of. Read Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. Folks, a third time she did the same thing as I said, and then I told her to give me her name, at which point she took her badge and put it in front of my face in a defiant manner. And over the next hour, she backed off a bit and then told me that there will be a Delta customer specialist waiting for me at the gate. Oh, did I feel special, friends. I'll tell you more on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing, and I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. By the way, Dan Pilla is a great guy. If you don't know him, you need to get to know the guy. He's just a great guy. Last commercial, by the way. I got to get to this because we're talking about my experience on Delta and my experience with this little social justice warrior. Not doing her job, but being used to violate law and to strip the American people of their God-given rights. And I was telling you the story about how I was on Delta on the way back from Pittsburgh with a whole whopping 10 people on the whole plane. Nobody's flying. Was at the airport yesterday, too, friends. There was nobody there. Now, when I say there was nobody there, I mean, folks, it was like, it was almost like a ghost town. Eerie. It was just eerie. Where are they getting all that money? Why are they so emboldened to treat their customers in such a fashion? Because what you don't know is the government's stealing away your money and giving it to big corporations like that to continuously side with them concerning this narrative, if you haven't figured it out yet. That's what's going on here. Okay, but let me get back to my story. Folks, when I was on my way back in dealing with this little social justice warrior, I asked her to give me her name. She takes her badge and she puts it close to my face so I could see it in a defiant manner. Folks, just think about that. Over the next hour, she backed off a bit and then told me that there will be a Delta customer specialist waiting for me at the gate. Now, when the plane landed, the pilot, folks, you want to take it a step further? The pilot, in an attempt to belittle me in my defiance to tyranny, says on the overhead speakers to tell the other 10 customers to please remain seated while a customer on board was to have the specialist deal with them. I was like, oh my goodness, you've crossed the line. Not that she didn't, but he really took it another step. Now, when the specialist got on board, he said with a loud voice, where are they? folks like he was a cop, and he was stepping on the plane to arrest somebody for violating the law. That was his tone. What they didn't realize, my son had everything recorded. Just for the record, when you're a public person, it's always a good idea to record everything. Okay, so I did. So as he comes up to us, he said, could we go out into the lobby and have a short conversation? And I said, sure. So as I walked out, he asked me a question. I said, that's not what happened at all. He semi-apologized for her, which wasn't going to appease me because they've already gone too far. As I'm walking out of the airport, the same guy, about 5 minutes after I got done talking to him, I didn't listen to hardly a word that he had to say. I told him I had a couple friends that are pilots for Delta, and I said, you guys made it real easy for us not to fly with you again. Real easy. I just kind of ignored what he said, walked away. 5 minutes later, he runs up to me and says, hey, Bradley, what seat were you sitting in? And I knew what he was doing. He was snitching on his customers. Listen to this. Snitching on me, my wife, and my four young boys. My wife was in the back of the plane. I was up in the front of the plane. Just think about this, okay? After a very short conversation, he then, understanding what just happened, again, apologized in part, only to receive an email, listen to this, from Delta 10 days later. I wrote a letter the very next day. Okay, that wasn't what was responded to. What was responded to is what that little social justice warrior had to say. Without asking me one question, Delta sent me a letter. And my wife, who was in the back of the plane, telling us that we will not fly again until the mask mandate is over. Folks, why are they so emboldened? Why would they attack their own customers? This is what I want you to hear. Folks, Bradley was guilty until proven innocent. I had the law on my side. They didn't. Did you hear what I said? Guilty until proven innocent. What do you feel like when you go inside of a store today? Well, some places you go into, you feel like everybody's watching you because you don't have a mask on. I could care less. Too many men fought, bled, and died giving me the freedom that I have. I'm not going to pretend with tyrants on my own soil. You've got to be out of your mind. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. Again, you have to ask yourself who they are working for, all the while knowing that the government narrative has fallen apart a thousand times over. You're supposed to just keep pretending with them, Jeremiah 11:9. Hey, friends, I want you to remember that businesses all over the country took bailout money from the people. They stole our money. Government did. And what they did is the government took that money from us only to tell the businesses what they are now to do if they take the money. 55% of the businesses that shut down because of an unconstitutional edict coming from governors and mayors, folks, will never open again. Do I feel sorry for the businesses that shut down? Nope. I'll tell you what, I'll stand with the businesses that have taken up a lawsuit to go after the governors, to go after the mayors, because that's what patriots do, that's what Christians do, and that's what conservatives do. Not these people, friends. When you walk into their store and they have their little mask requirement signs on. Nope. Not going to support you anymore. Why? Because they're playing the mask police on the behalf of the government. Do you see what the government did? They came in and told them, if you take this money, then this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to uphold our unlawful edicts. So for business owners to do that shows me that they're just as tyrannical as the politicians that they complain about. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Do you know where I'm going with this, friends? Do you see what I'm saying here, friends? Are these businesses, here's a question for you, are these businesses that are wearing or posting wear mask mandates, are they turning on the tyrannical government who unconstitutionally gave the unlawful edicts? Are they warring against corruption in government, friends? Or are these businesses aiding and abetting tyranny in government by now going after their customers rather than standing up against corruption. There you have it. What makes them any different than what Americans at large overwhelmingly say that they're sick and tired of? Don't sit there and tell me, oh, Bradley, you don't understand. Oh, I understand. I understand that what you did is you bent down just like the church did in America for the most part. Not everybody. We stand with the church. That's standing up against tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. But I want to say this. To those businesses that are just going along and you're attacking your customers rather than defying corruption in government, you should have never shut your doors in the first place. You did it to yourself. And I'll tell you what, store after store, I've had three situations happen. Now, this last weekend, I went into a store on Saturday. It was close by. I figured I'd go in there and grab a couple things real quick. It said, required mask. Walked in, lady said to me right away, sir, do you have a mask? I said, nope. Lawfully exempt. That's all I said. And then I walked about and grabbed. I said, you got some of these chlorine tablets, so on and so forth. Another lady came over. Kind of rude, kind of snotty because I wasn't pretending with them. And all of a sudden we go up to the cashier and all of a sudden this girl behind the cashier again to the left of this other one that was behind the desk started talking about the mask. I said, wait. I said, you people need to be careful. Because what you're doing is you're asking me questions that you have no business asking me. I said, there's HIPAA laws, there's OSHA laws, so on and so forth. And a customer immediately, where he found the internal fortitude to do what he did, it wasn't a good day for him, let me tell you. Nor was it for me. But when he started spouting up, I just turned instantly and looked at him and I said, you need to shut your mouth and mind your own business. Nobody's talking to you. And the minute I said that, the lady behind the counter said, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Who'd she attack, friends? Who'd she attack? Did she attack the government for implementing that which is unlawful, or did she attack her customers? I will never, ever go inside of that business again. And I can tell you, not just because of me, but she's going to offend enough people where people are going to look at it and say, you know what? You bent the knee. You deserve what you've got coming. You've allowed it to go this far. The government is extorting these people to do their biddings with them, friends, by enforcing them to enforce their unconstitutional edicts. But they're accomplices in the crime. They're not innocent. They're accomplices in the crime, friends. So I want to say this. By you supporting those stores, you better understand, if they're enforcing the mask mandates, I'm not talking about if they have a sign up, I'm not doing none of that, because I believe a lot of these business owners have them up for false pretenses, but I still wouldn't do it. But I do have to say this, if they enforce it, don't patronize their stores. Don't buy anything from their stores anymore, because if you do, what you're doing is you're ensnaring and enslaving yourself and your kids. You're adding strength to tyranny by doing so. By submitting to it, you're telling them that's okay. And guess what? The next thing they're going to do is the employers are going to now mandate vaccinations. Oh, by the way, it's already on sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're trying to enforce employer-mandated vaccinations. Why do they feel that they could do that? Because they've already gone as far as they could.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.